This is Lori Janik. Welcome to the Legal Affairs Podcast Series with your host, Finley P. Maxson.
Welcome to the NAR Legal Affairs January Podcast. This month, we are going to speak with Ben Plune about the recent changes to the patent laws of the United States through the America Invents Act that President Obama signed into law earlier this year. Ben is a partner at the law firm of Alston & Byrd, and Ben practices in the firm's intellectual property litigation group. While the patent laws may not visibly impact the day-to-day activities of real estate professionals, patent laws have a significant effect on the country's business environment and its ability to reward innovation. Thus, changes to a country's patent law can affect all business areas within a country. Welcome to the podcast, Ben.
Thanks for having me. This is certainly one of the largest, if not the largest, change to our core patent laws for some time, so it is certainly exciting to discuss.
What kind of concerns led to the revisions in the United States patent laws?
First, I should probably note that these changes to the patent laws have been really a long time coming. So over the years, there have been various changes that have been pursued, and they've been pursued for various purposes. But at least the most often cited concerns associated with the Americans Invent Act are, first, to deter frivolous lawsuits. And I'm not naming these in any particular order, but certainly one of those is to deter frivolous lawsuits. I think that one has some potential interest to our audience. They may have no doubt noticed that in recent years, there have been more and more patent litigations filed in this country. Another concern was to improve the quality of patents that have been issued by the Patent and Trademark Office, also to increase innovation and lead to more jobs. Now, this is probably more relevant to our current economic climate, but certainly when the legislators were pushing to pass this law, that was something that they were particularly concerned about. And finally, also to harmonize the U.S. patent system with the patent systems of the rest of the world. As the European and the Japanese and even the Chinese patent offices have progressed, there has been a desire to have more consistency across the different patent regimes around the world.
Can you highlight some of the significant changes that were made and briefly explain the importance of these changes?
Yeah, and actually I'll note two significant changes. There were many changes that were put in place by the AIA, some of them more important than others, but I'll briefly mention two because they dovetail nicely with some of the concerns that I just addressed. So first, with respect to this goal of harmonizing U.S. patent laws with the rest of the world, our patent system has now shifted to what is called a first-to-file system, and this is consistent with patent systems like Europe and Japan. The idea is that before, the U.S. is what is known as a first-to-invent country, and what that meant was that even if a party filed a patent first, another party could still come in and say, well, you filed first, but I actually invented that before you did, and if they could prove that, then they would be entitled to the patent. Now, the change implemented by the AIA is that it's now a first-to-file, so it's a much more bright-line rule. And with some exception, actually the first person to file the application is going to get rights to that invention and to the patent. Another one that I'll mention are that the AIA takes significant steps to cut down on the whirlwind of patent litigation. And one of these is an amendment to the joinder rules. And the joinder rules are the rules that allow you to combine multiple parties in a single lawsuit. And so now accused infringers cannot be joined into a single lawsuit just because they have infringed the patent. So in other words, there has to be some legitimate connection between two defendants before they can be named in a single lawsuit. So this will essentially put an end to all those lawsuits naming dozens and dozens of defendants.
Some of the changes are intended to improve the quality of patents by including new processes at the PTO. What will be the impact of those changes?
Well, what may ultimately be the most impactful provisions of the AIA are those that allow parties to challenge patents at the Patent and Trademark Office, as opposed to challenging those patents as a part of litigation. So the new laws include provisions that both strengthen the existing procedures for challenging the validity of a patent at the PTO, as well as they also add new procedures for doing that. So basically, the net effect is that challenges can be raised either before or soon after a patent issues. And as a result, a business does not have to wait until it is actually caught up in litigation to challenge the validity of a patent that's being asserted against it.
The real estate industry has been a target of several patent lawsuits over the last 5 years. How will the new law affect those types of lawsuits?
Based on the cases that I've seen and been a part of, it seems to me that the new joinder rules will significantly impact the types of lawsuits that we've seen in the past. So before, a patent owner would file a lawsuit and they'd, for example, name just dozens of defendants in the real estate industry. Now, the basic assumption is that you cannot name multiple parties. So what that impact is going to be, the effect, is that plaintiffs are instead going to have to file multiple lawsuits. So then in order to ensnare all those parties, they're going to have to file multiple lawsuits, and this is going to increase the plaintiff's costs and ultimately make it much more difficult to go after large swaths of any particular industry, in this case, the real estate industry.
When do the changes to the patent laws take effect?
Actually, there are multiple effective dates for the different provisions. The default is 1 year. So 1 year applies, for example, to the effective date for the new and enhanced procedures for challenging the validity of patents at the PTO. So that would be 1 year from enactment, September 16th, 2012. Some provisions were effective immediately. And so, for example, the new joinder rules are in effect now. And we have already seen a significant drop off. In fact, in the lead up to the enactment of the law, we saw a lot of lawsuits being filed naming multiple parties. And after enactment, those have basically just completely dried up. Some also are effective 18 months after enactment. So, for example, the change to the first-to-file regime will be 18 months, and so that will not be effective until March 16th, 2013. And so we see that for a lot of these more technical or the changes that result in a more significant impact on the current state of the law, they're giving a lot more time for everybody to be prepared before those take effect.
Well, great. That's very interesting. We would like to remind our audience that this podcast was recorded on December 1st, 2011. Information provided in the podcast may no longer be current, and listeners should confirm independently its accuracy.